In this bulletin, thousands of students skip school to demand greater action on climate change. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas comes into effect to end an 11-day conflict. And in sport, top seed Dominic Thiem knocked out of the Lyon Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Tens of thousands of students across Australia have walked out of class to demand stronger action on climate change. It marks the first school strike for climate in Australia since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The students are demanding the federal government stop funding gas and coal projects and instead invest in clean renewable energy, secure jobs and First Nations solutions to protect country. Burwood Girls High School student Nabila says the government's vision for a gas-led economic recovery from the pandemic is disastrous.
We shouldn't have to be here! We should be in school! But obviously we're out on the streets again because the government just won't listen. Time and time again, our government has failed us without a doubt. They refuse to take action, so it's up to us to fight in order to protect our future.
Last week's federal budget put more than $58 million towards expanding the gas industry, with the government also announcing this week that $600 million of taxpayer money would go towards building a gas-fired power station in New South Wales' Hunter Valley. The federal government is searching for manufacturers in Australia willing to produce mRNA vaccines. Domestically, Australia can't currently make messenger RNA vaccines like the COVID-19 shots produced by Pfizer and Moderna. The government says it's recognised there's a gap in the country's technological capabilities and is seeking interest from companies who might be able to fill it. Federal Industry Minister Christian Porter says it's a significant development.
This is about future-proofing Australia's sovereign capability for future pandemics, for future variants potentially of COVID-19, for future challenges, but also for these therapeutic goods which are likely to be the cutting edge of this type of science, cardiovascular disease, cancer treatments and the like.
India's COVID-19 tally has now surpassed 26 million cases. Almost 260,000 new infections have been recorded over the last 24 hours, while the number of deaths rose by 4,209. It comes as states across India order emergency measures to counter a surge in the rare deadly black fungus infection among coronavirus sufferers. Two new states have declared epidemics of the fungus, while New Delhi and other major cities have opened special wards to treat thousands of cases of the infection that some doctors blame on the high use of steroids to combat COVID-19. In Victoria, some $3.8 billion statewide is going towards a mental health package to address the issues raised in the state's Royal Commission into the sector. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says mental health was the central social reform out of the Victorian state budget, which was handed down yesterday. He says the funding will completely rebuild mental health in Victoria.
We made a commitment to accept and adopt and implement every single recommendation of the Royal Commission. And out of that $3.8 billion, this is the first year of a 10-year reform, $700 million will go directly to rural and regional Victoria, because regional Victorians know how broken our mental health system is. They know how overburdened the system is. They know how chronically understaffed the system is.
The government has also promised $700 million for mental health services, specifically for young people who live outside Melbourne. The United Nations has delivered a scathing rebuke of what it describes as the discriminatory restrictions placed by the federal government on refugees trying to reunite with family members. The warning from the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees says Australia's current policy settings are punitive, cruel, and contradict obligations under international law. The blunt assessment was delivered in a submission to a parliamentary inquiry currently examining the fairness of Australia's family and partner reunion visa system. It urges Australia to expand the eligibility for family reunification streams to all refugees and strengthen such mechanisms to enable the program to better support displaced families. To sport now, and in tennis, top seed Dominic Thiem has been knocked out of the Lyon Open in the highlight of Brit Cameron Norrie's career. Norrie produced a brilliant performance to beat the Austrian world number 4, 6-3, 6-2 in just over an hour. The British number 2 is enjoying his best season, reaching the final of the ATP tournament in Estoril and consistently beating players ranked above his mark of 49. Norrie will face another surprise winner in France's Arthur Rinderknecht, who stunned Italian 6th seed Jannik Sinner 6-7, 6-2, 7-5. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers increasing 22, Adelaide mostly sunny 23, sunny in Melbourne and 19, Hobart similar conditions with a top of 20, Canberra mostly sunny 17, Wollongong similar conditions 20, Sydney mostly sunny as well 21, Newcastle a shower or two also 21, Brisbane a possible shower 23, Cairns a shower or two 27, and mostly sunny in Darwin with a top of 32. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.